At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You all right? All that golfing catching up with you?
No.
Wow.
No.
All right.
Not at all. We're having fun today.
Every day. I like this.
Who is it? Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Barry Manilow.
Post Malone.
Wow.
Is he the guy who he likes tattoos?
Yeah, he's got a few.
Yeah. Boy, tattoos have come a long way.
I'm going to say this. Tell me if you think I'm right or wrong here. There are 20 times more tattoos in the world today than there were 20 years ago.
I'm going 70 times.
Okay,
more.
Fair enough.
Men and women. It's out
unreal.
Of control.
It's unreal.
Yeah. I got some cuts for you real quick, Donnie.
What does
Stone
that mean?
Blatton from the Niners, linebacker.
Uh-oh.
He's gone. Derek Cantina, cornerback. He's gone. Dallas Flowers, cornerback. He's gone.
Mm.
And this is where I need to tissue, and nepotism does not work all the time. Wide receiver, Tariq Owens. He's gone.
Mm.
And we talked about earlier, Jeff Wilson Jr., running back.
Yeah.
Damn, T.O. I was hoping he kept it. Well, he might go to the practice squad, Tariq Owens.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We're going to get back into football probably around, I don't know. Don't ask me when specifically. We will.
When Kenny tells us.
And well,
what? You flying the plane today?
Well, he's co-piloting.
See, you're that type of player. Look at
if Kenny said, hey, guys, get off this, I guess I'd be like, okay, but why? So we can talk about Jamie game to Juwan Jennings as soon as who cares?
I got your back, Kenny.
Who cares? Your third receiver is as insignificant as Kuminga. All right. Here's what we'll get into real quick. Isaiah Thomas, former bad boy, was on Draymond Green's podcast. And as you know, if you're going to have a podcast, you got to take the good with the bad. You got to take the praise with the criticism. You got to, I mean, the only, why do you have a podcast? to hear different views.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful platform. So Isaiah Thomas, the former Bad Boy, said this to Draymond Green, and then I'll play his response.
Before Kevin Durant arrived in Golden State, y'all were on the verge of and being remembered as the team that went 73-9 and lost to a Cleveland Cavalier team in the finals, 3-1. You up 3-1, and probably one of the biggest collapse in NBA finals history from a 73-9 historical team. Kevin Durant comes that summer and really saves y'all basketball legacy. And you win 2 championships after that. And now you're the Golden State Warriors dynasty that you're going to go into the Hall of Fame on and everything else. It is cemented, because if Durant don't come that summer and you guys are remembered as the 73-9 team that lost 3-1 in the NBA Finals, all of your legacies are different.
All right, that was Isaiah Thomas, and here's what Draymond said.
I am never one that's going to be like, yo, K got championships because he came here. Like, no, he helped us get championships. Now, what I will say is he never gets the championship if he doesn't come here, because I just don't foresee that happening anywhere else, or else we would have saw it again happen somewhere else. But it was a match made in heaven. You had us in the way we played our brand of basketball and him wanting to play that style of basketball. You have a face of a franchise in Steph Curry who's so secure in himself that he's not worried about another juggernaut coming over and what that does to him or his legacy or how that, you know, makes him where his standing is in the franchise. And so all of those things coming together, I agree with you. Like, it was absolutely insane. Now, what I will say is definitely blew 3-1 lead. No one likes to talk about me getting suspended game 5 where them boys was about to get a gentleman's sweep. No one likes to talk about that, and it's okay. I'm cool with that. I don't mind. It's totally fine. But I am not one of those people who's on the bandwagon of like, Kevin didn't do nothing. Kevin doesn't deserve them rings. Like, you don't win 2 finals MVPs if you don't deserve rings. That's just kind of a dumb thing to say.
Well, nobody's, I don't know where he got that, because nobody said Durant doesn't deserve 2 rings.
We just talk about how he got them, but go ahead.
I think here's the other thing. Isaiah Thomas clearly is, or would you agree with me? He's clearly assuming that if Durant doesn't come, they don't win those 2
and
titles.
And that's where my go ahead. It's not, no doubt about it. And it's too much for me.
Well, I mean, the other thing is, without Durant, do they go to 5 straight finals?
What if I told you maybe 2 or 3? Like, I don't have the answer to that.
Nobody does.
And that's the part of the Warrior, this whole run that I hate, was we didn't get to see them bounce back. I mean, Steiner, they would have been playing like chickens with their head cut off, because a gentleman's sweep. I mean, the Cavs were arguing in their locker room after they were down 3-1. It was done. Finito.
There's a other part of this with Draymond where part of him has to agree with Isaiah Thomas, I think.
Well, it kind of sounds like.
Because he knows.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know why he has to agree? Because after they lost in the finals, he called Kevin Durant.
I hear you.
And if, you know, I got to believe that if Draymond Green thought, well, we're going to go back to the next 3 finals, I mean, no doubt, he doesn't make that call to Durant.
I agree with you.
But why did he make that call to Durant? Because they needed him, and it's okay.
But how were they up 3-1 without him in that finals? On the cusp of a gentleman's sweep. And real quick, Steiny, according to who you asked, Bogut and Harrison Barnes, the courtship of one Kevin Durant started a lot sooner than that call after they lost game 7 in Oakland.
Right, and Draymond closed it. He closed the deal
from the parking lot.
But is there no part of you that wanted to see what, I guess, sure, were different, how the Warriors would have came back after that with no Durant? Yeah. They would have.
They would have what?
Won.
And that's where Isaiah Thomas is saying, you can't assume that. I think Isaiah Thomas is saying, if the Warriors end up with two titles, one in 15, one in 22, first of all, they're not considered a dynasty.
Well, we don't know what would happen those 2 years or three years with Durant.
He's clearly assuming that.
Yeah. Three are going to the Hall of Fame, Curry, Dre, and Clay. That we know. Even with two rings, they were, that is the NBA Hall of Fame. But yeah, Snotty, come on. They are going.
I don't know. I think there is a big difference between two and four rings.
See, this is why I want to do something, and Draymond pointed out that Steph Curry allowed to happen. I want to be selfish. This is why I didn't want Durant to come here, because this is how stuff like this can pop off, because now him coming here and needing to come here to win takes away from what organically they had. And they went to two chips, 1-1, and we're on the cusp of winning another one. Then he comes here, and now we got to do this stuff.
Let me ask
you a
question.
That's what this is, this stuff.
Okay. Jim Mole on the Boxer and Gerson's work injury attorney's text line. This is kind of true. I mean, think about the Hamptons. Every player on the team went to recruit him.
Okay, can't hate on that.
So wouldn't it be fair to say that if the Warriors players went to the Hamptons to recruit Kevin Durant, they felt like they needed him?
Right, but it's like the Yankees adding Alex Rodriguez. Did they need him, Steiny? Well,
but did the Yankees players go visit with? It's fascinating stuff. But and I get it. It's so hard to take anything away. But it's like, with two rings, would Draymond be a Hall of Famer? I'd say probably still.
I'm Ben Steiny. Probably, yeah.
But
Jim Barnett told you and I in our face that he might be one of the best, if not the best, defender he's ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, that supersedes rings.
City boy.
Our man.
What's up, City?
What's he think on this? I know he's hot. I'm guessing
he's not hot.
Yeah, let's see.
He's rational.
Let's see.
Matt just stirring the pot.
Wait a minute. So I'm stirring the pot, but Isaiah Thomas is not?
But no, he is, but okay. Now he's assisting it to you.
I was going to get to that.
Right.
You agreeing with him is stirring the pot.
Draymond agreed.
No, he didn't. He agreed with a portion of it.
Yes.
And these are name comments by a very jealous player.
I agree with you.
You know, and listen, hey Matt, you know, Michael Jordan doesn't get his second three-peat without Dennis Rodman. What happens if they don't add Dennis Rodman? Then he only has three rings.
Maybe.
And he's not as great as he is. Give me a break, you know? I mean, Matt, you're the one who always comes down Goose Road for all his hypotheticals. Well, if the Niners had two Super Bowls, then they'd be, you know, have eight rings and be the greatest franchise in history. Yeah, but they don't, you know? And the other thing is this. When Harrison Barnes declined the $90 million offer at the start of that season, the Warriors knew they were going after somebody. And if Kevin Durant is the biggest fish on the market, well, of course they're going to put a full court press to go get him and become the greatest team ever assembled, or one of the two or three greatest teams ever assembled, right? So of course they're going to try. But the fact of the matter is, they had $50 million, $60 million bucks in free agent cap space. If they didn't spend it on Kevin Durant, they didn't need Kevin Durant to go to three more finals or to be the greatest team, you know, going at the time. They needed somebody better than Harrison Barnes, because, you know, Harrison Barnes, what did he shoot? 2 for 14 in the final game. He shot like 4 for 40 in those last three games. And by the way, Isaiah's funny, you know, the biggest collapse in NBA history, yet in the series prior, Kevin Durant blew a 3-1 lead to the Warriors. And the Warriors, by the way, played phenomenal and came back from 3-1. And not that Cleveland didn't play okay, like Kyrie went off and LeBron's LeBron. But like Draymond said, I mean, there is context. Bogut missed games 5, 6, and 7. You know, Draymond gets suspended in game 5. Iguodala couldn't jump over a phone book, and you know, there, I read a good article a couple of years ago about how Steph's knee stopped responding the deeper the playoffs went and stopped responding to treatment. You know, Steph was, and Steph has never come out and said that, by the way, to his credit. But that, you know, that collapse, quote unquote, there was circumstances involved. And Cleveland deserves that chip, just like Toronto deserves their chip. You know, like, we could cry about that chip too. But, you know, Toronto played their hearts out, and they deserved it. You know, but we all know who the better team was, just like in 2016. And you could argue in 2015, Cleveland could have won that chip if they were healthy, right? But it is what it is. And by the way, Kevin Durant, we cemented his legacy. Mm. Let's be clear. And and Draymond said it. It's funny. Draymond said something like, oh, well, I wouldn't say this. And then he said it. And then he was like, but he wouldn't have won one if he didn't come here. He said flat out, we've seen what he looks like on other teams. He's not a leader. Kevin Durant is not a leader. He was allowed to do what he did here because the pressure was off. Steph Curry put the team on his back. He takes all the schemes. All the schemes are going to Curry. All Kevin Durant had to do is what he does, which is get buckets, and that's what KD does. And Kevin Durant coming here made us the greatest team, you know, or one of the two or three greatest teams ever assembled. But they didn't need that to win, and that's what Isaiah was missing. When he said
they win it all? Go,
you know, no, Isaiah said you were on the way to going
right, like downhill.
And what evidence does he have to support that? Because we had, like I said, we had $50-60 million in cap space. If we didn't get Kevin Durant, we were getting somebody.
Yeah, probably. Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're full because he was cooking. I mean, he was cooking, Steiny.
To me, the premise is fair. And the premise is that, and Draymond's right, it was mutually beneficial. But I do think without Durant, the Warriors don't have the level of success that they had. And that, yes, just by extension, it would have had to have affected those guys' legacies, because clearly Isaiah Thomas is assuming that they'd have won two titles, not four. Mm. And like,
but let us know how that played out. Did they get to Western Conference Finals or the AFC? You know what I mean? Come on, no, man. I'm assuming.
I understand.
I'm putting respect on them.
That's very, like, that is important. There's no doubt about it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Yeah, and he is right about that. I agree. I feel like taking that out of context, there was portions of what Zeke was saying that Draymond agreed with, but the premise of we wouldn't have won without Durant, you already did. So that's why I'm almost asleep at the conversation or at the wheel. And then you got that team got back after that to win 73, and the stimulus package was handed down.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Isaiah is assuming that if they don't get Durant, they clearly don't win another title. And then if they don't win a title between their first one and 2022, I think what he's saying is that people would be looking at Curry, Draymond, and Klay as, oh yeah, they got two, but they were also part of the biggest collapse in NBA Finals history. But I think what he's saying is when you end up getting four, then it's less important.
Yeah. But they are. It is what it is. They're a dynasty, Steiny.
Marvin in San Francisco. He says, I forgot one key thing, in which point I'll say, only one?
No, you forgot a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Let's start, and I'll reflect on what this prior guy said. Somehow we can't win without Kevin Durant, but he lost a 3-1 series that they were up in to the Warriors that didn't have it. Okay. Number two, the Cleveland series. They changed the goaltending rule.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
For 50 years, so that a critical time in the game, they could call it a chase down block by LeBron as he trapped the ball against the backboard. And I know the rules, and that's goaltending.
No, it's not.
Call it.
No, it's not. If the ball's on the way up, then, if the ball's on the way up and you get it simultaneously in pin, it's a good block.
The ball, you can't trap the ball.
Yes, you can.
The backboard.
Yes, you can.
Straight down.
You can pin it.
Okay, we differ on that. I'm looking at the rule book. But anyway, then you got a situation in which we went 73-9.
Yep.
With Bogut. We won 33 in a row or whatever it was. And had the best home, best road record in the history of the NBA. And now all of a sudden, people say, oh, well, they could never have won the next year. I mean, are you kidding me? Besides the goaltending rule, okay, with almost no time left on the clock, LeBron James jumps sideways into Festus Ezeli, and they give him three free throws.
Yeah, that was
okay?
There were two bad fouls by Fitz.
It was jumping sideways into the guy. So I'm looking at it this way. Steph Curry got robbed of two MVPs, the one where they gave it to Iguodala. LeBron scores 51 points in game one, and they give MVP to Andre Iguodala because he stole a couple balls in game four, game five. I mean, I could go on and on and on. The bottom line is the Warriors would have won two more champions. They had to give up everybody to get Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was kind of like a walkover. They knew they would win it if they had him. But what was the playoff record of the Warriors with Kevin Durant in their best year versus the year before, or in that same playoff, they went 73-9. I think they were undefeated in the finals in the Western Conference.
I want to say, as crazy as this sounds, maybe thanks, Marvin. Appreciate the call.
We know how he feels.
I want to say, check this, if you could. They went 73-9 in the regular season. Did they go six? Did they go?
They lost like one or two games.
I think they lost more than that.
No.
Wasn't that one of the Houston series where they got, or the, They lost 3 to OKC. They lost 4. So they lost 7 games in the Western Conference Finals and the finals.
But you're talking about the first one.
No, I'm talking about the when they were 73-9, okay?
Well,
they
right,
won the West. They lost 3 games in the Western Conference Finals, right? Because yeah. They came back. And then in the finals, they lost 4 games, obviously. So it wasn't one of when they went 73-9. It wasn't one of those years where they were 16-1 in the playoffs.
Neither here nor there. Yeah. They were up 3-1, and gentleman sweep is what Dre we all expected it until, yeah, LeBron package was delivered. That stinks.
Let's go to Mark's in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Tiny. Hey, Guru.
Hey.
I just think that it's I'm just so happy they won the fourth because that really, in my opinion, made Steph, it cemented his legacy, period.
I would agree with that.
If he did have he should have had that first MVP. And that second one, there was a lot of factors, like I think City Boy was saying, and the last guy, Bap out, you know, foul here. The pin was that was a clean block. That one, I agree with that guy on that one. But I just think that second one was horrible. And Draymond was part of it. And I think Isaiah is just an old kind of curmudgeon kind of guy. He's kneeling Draymond. And to Draymond's credit, he didn't bite.
Well, he goes way back with Draymond, so I think, you know, that had a lot to do with it.
I know. Yeah, but it's like you guys hammer each other. I think he was like getting at him.
Yeah, maybe.
Draymond didn't bite.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it.
Good stuff, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So this is going viral, right? Zeke saying he saved you. Whatever.
Yeah. Cemented and saved. Helped save.
Whatever. I disagree. A lot of people do.
It's hard not to disagree. I mean, it's hard to disagree.
No, I just hate that the bad guy in all this is Steph, Dre,
no,
and the
not.
Warriors.
What
it's
mean?
Like Kevin Durant was, he could not win until he did choke off a 3-1 lead in OKC with the CYO passes. We saw that. But the bottom line is, only the Warriors, Steph gets supposedly stained. What they build organically is the loser in this because nobody will allow for me to come at Durant. But the real ones know he wouldn't have sniffed the finals without being able to come here and put in a position where you had structure and Billy
fairness,
Badass and
Draymond
Green.
He was in the finals. He got to a finals before he came here.
That's a
fairness.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gabe. Gabe's in San Bruno. Hey, Gabe, how you doing?
Pretty good, guys. All right, I'm a Cavaliers fan. I would like to say my input about what you guys have been talking about.
Sure.
I believe that the Cavs were a way better team the next season after they won their championship title. And with KD joining the Warriors, it definitely put the Warriors on top. And I truly believe if KD did join the Warriors that following season, I do believe Cavaliers would have won the title the next season.
All right, hey, Dave, we got to go, Gabe, but, and you're breaking up. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. The Warriors would have won.
The bottom line
two
is
titles
history
without
is what
Durant.
It is, right? And I'm waiting on the 30 for 30 on this Warrior doc. It will come out at sometime in our life, right, Steiny? So it is what it is. But Curry is top wherever you got him, 5, top 10. Revolutionized the game. That can't be touched. Jackson, the greatest shooter backcourt ever, is Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. You can't. That's done and cemented. And then Draymond Green being one of one, that's cemented. And Steve Kerr and Joe Lacob.
Right, he's talking about the two titles.
Yeah.
That Durant was a part of it.
Yeah.
Jealousy. Well, I mean, it also stands the reason that if Isaiah Thomas is saying, if Steph doesn't have two more, well, he's right. If Steph only has two titles, he's Isaiah Thomas.
Right, but and I got
that's,
you, Steiny.
Maybe that's why, you know,
if I had a ticket with the 6 winning lotto numbers, I'm not here. It's Steiny and somebody else.
Yeah. It just admit that it, like, I think what bothers you most.
No,
is
I'm a guy that says they should have 8.
I know that. But I think what bothers you most is the when you picture Draymond Green costing the Warriors an NBA Finals, and then you close your eyes and picture him in a parking lot begging.
The courtship started
I agree with you.
Yeah, dude.
Thank you.
That's what bothered me, too. Trey was supposed to go Dre.
He did. Why don't we put the rat on the table?
But it was Detroit, so.
Put the rat on the table.
Michigan. Yeah.
Let's put the rat on the table. When he was in that parking lot after game 7,
Stop.
He did not think Curry could get it done.
Stop.
By himself. He needed help. We're just having fun. Chill. No malice on 95.7 The Game.
I agree with you.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody.
Is it?
Why wouldn't it be?
This warrior slander you got going on,
there you
this
go
propaganda.
Again. There you go.
It's getting me mad.
Good.
Look, that's your goal, right? Come in and get old goo mad like you did yesterday.
It just Isaiah Thomas on Draymond's podcast, you know, said KD cemented your guy's legacy.
Please. He had no legacy before he came to the Bay.
Who's that?
KD.
Well,
he was a choker.
So you
Oklahoma City chokers.
So you really, you wanted three guys who were 22 years old.
Dude, why are you taking it so personal? I'm playing.
Just, no, I'm wondering. Yeah. I'm wondering. Does this, like,
look for cuts. Not would, nothing yet.
Would this matter to you in the whole Kevin Durant debate?
Oh, I got it. Because okay. I wouldn't have came if I was that good and that team eliminated my ass. But that's the era I'm from.
Well, I'm surprised the Warriors begged him like they did, too. But anyway, here's the question. Does this matter when you talk about they needed him, they didn't need him, blah, 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 blah? in the 2 years before Durant came to the Warriors,
okay,
they won the finals and lost the finals.
Right.
Right.
Got to two.
Their record in the playoffs combined those 2 years,
right,
31 and 14. Okay.
Right.
So they won.
So
right, when Durant was here in the ensuing 2 years, they were 32-6.
No doubt.
I mean, that's just a more dominant team.
I'm telling you, no doubt it was a cheat code.
Yeah.
But haven't you ever had something happen to where you feel like you need to take a shower, even though you were the beneficiary of something that happened because it just didn't feel right? That's what the Kevin Durant era was here with the Warriors.
Well, then blame the Warriors.
Well, I kind of do. Okay. But still, the bottom line is, yeah, I'm not sitting here saying they were better. That version of them was better without Durant. Durant was a cheat code. But Kevin Durant, as he told on himself, wherever he's gone since, it has been nasty.
Okay, so
and
let me
you
ask
were
this.
Supposed to be as great as
what
Steph,
if, what if
LeBron.
So you don't think
are.
You think the Rockets have a chance to win it all?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Because the Rockets had something before he got there.
What
so
if he does? What if they
this
do?
This is where he excels.
Okay.
Yeah, this is where he excels. When you got.
Okay, so if Kevin Durant wins a title this year, doesn't his legacy improve?
It
has to.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Hey, but I haven't listened. I'm one of the few that hold him his feet to the fire about Phoenix. You got Devin Booker, okay? You got Bradley Beal. What version of Brad? How can you not make the playoffs? And then we won't talk about when you had Kyrie and Harden and what happened in Brooklyn. Just, hey, that's all.
So you don't blame Booker or Beal, just KD? Because I'm pretty sure
I give him a majority of the brunt of the blame.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure the Suns had a pretty good record when Durant
played. But how many coaches has KD gone through or ran through since he's left? Let's not talk about that. Nash, you're out of here.
That's it, though.
Now, how many in Phoenix?
Budenholzer?
No. Well, my guy that won a ring with the Lakers. You got him ran. Vogel.
He stinks.
Now, Steiny, stop. He's won a ring.
Oh,
he didn't deserve that.
Well, some people say they didn't deserve that because it was a.
All right, can I throw something to you just real quick? Go ahead. You got something to read.
I actually don't.
Niner related, okay. Because we're talking about, and this is getting scary in Ninerville for me this season, Steiny, and I get it. Woosa. A lot of people are saying what it's going to be week 6 or week 7 when guys get healthy. I understand that. And with that, Steiny, we're assuming a guy that wrecked his knee. That was a serious injury for one Brandon Ayuk. But there's a safety named Malik Mustafa who can hit like Ronnie Lott, Steiny. I love what we saw from him. He's also might be available coming off an ACL injury. So my thing to you and Niner fans is we've said we're a bit perplexed or confused or a little doubtful that they're not as good team-wide as they have been in the past to where they could sustain those injuries. And the reason I bring all this up in adding Mustafa is if he gets back there and he's up and running and Ayuk is hopefully up and running, my question or lightweight fear, because it's light, Steiny, is are they good enough to tread water to when those guys get back that it matters? And that has me excited and scared for Niner fans this season. But I think that's legit in the grown way of looking at it, the grown-up way of looking at it. Mustafa can play, but what's he going to be when he gets back, just like Ayuk, who had double that type of injury?
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, partner. Anything
but money. What are the injuries with those guys?
ACL, well, Ayuk wrecked the knee. ACL, MC. ACL for Mustafa.
Okay.
So they're saying maybe, hopefully, being proactive right midway through the season.
If you were the coach of the Niners and you were planning for this season.
Right knee for Mustafa.
And, okay. So what would you be expect if you're Kyle Shanahan? How do you look at Ayuk and Mustafa? Because I can just tell you how I would coach.
Okay. Go ahead.
I would always coach worst case scenario.
Gotcha. Okay, you're being
so
a parent.
I don't think they're going to be who they were.
Like Greenlaw, even
not
though it was ACL for him,
like,
he wasn't himself.
They're not going to look like themselves this year.
So you're not
that's the way
those
I
two individuals.
Yeah, that's the way I would go about it. Mm. And I would say, you know, can Ayuk get to 80%
right
of what he was?
Right.
Can Mustafa get to 80 and then next year get to 100? But I certainly wouldn't expect them to carry the load.
And I guess just my whole point here is I know it's football. It's a battle of attrition. Last year, Steiny, we can say, did the Niners earn that 6-11? Yes, they did. But we can't ignore the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. A lot of their season was derailed by injury. And I'm just wondering, when you come back into this year and you have what you have and who you have, maybe on the pup, because we know those two guys are going to be on there. Steiny, like, the major question marks are their replacements going to hold it down? And what's the record going to be like if you do get to the juncture to where you see if they're 80% and can make contributions?
Well,
just a thought.
Yeah. By the way,
I'm not mad at it. Like, we conversated. I'm not mad.
Why would you be mad?
I'm mad at Draymond a little bit. Because you didn't go off.
Well,
you were supposed to check Zeke.
I'm relying on Uncle Looney here on the YouTube chat, but just for the sake of accuracy,
okay.
The Suns were 33-29 when Durant played, which means they must have been 3-17
okay.
when
I
he
love
didn't
Uncle
play.
Looney,
just FYI.
But what was it all when you took it out the oven, Uncle Looney? What was it?
36-46.
And how do you not make the playoffs? I'm sorry.
Well, because he missed 20 games, and we found out how important he is to that team.
How did Brooklyn go?
I can't remember.
He left on the first thing smoking. That's my point, man. I like me some KD, but we know what it is.
Juwan Jennings, this is Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and he was talking about how he thinks the Jennings thing may play out, and heck, it may play out in the next half hour, but this is Matt Barrows.
He's got a lot of money tied up this season in incentives. You know, if he's not playing 17 games, if he's not there out there, you know, every game, more unlikely to reach those incentives. So basically I'm saying he has an incentive to get something done and to get onto the field. 49ers obviously have an incentive to do that as well, given the state of their wide receiver room. So I still feel optimistic that he's going to be out there for week one against Seattle.
So I'll say this to that, and that's our good buddy Matt Barrows, Steiny. I don't think Juwan's in any position, unless he's going hard in the paint to prove a point or a message, but to cost himself some chicken. So we talked about the natural chicken and then the incentives in the deal that you wouldn't get by playing. So I say that to say this is going 15 rounds, and if the Niners might be on the right path to where he gives in and shows up right before week one, right? The Thursday before week one. And hopefully it's something sooner than that. But he hasn't, I don't believe, made enough NFL money to say I'm going to take my ball and go home, see what y'all do without me.
What? Can I ask a question?
No.
Why wouldn't you just say he's still hurt?
Well, I can't.
Get paid. Don't play. Collect your money. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and put him on the pop list to start.
Okay. But remember, Kyle told you to go ask him. Like, he couldn't.
No, I'm saying it hurts. Ask me how
much. Hey, Juwan Steinmetz.
Still not quite there.
And that's what I'd be doing to Bobby Brady, limping.
Kenny, it's still not quite there, my calf. Just not quite there. I'm getting there. You think he can go for week one? Maybe. I might be able to.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
No doubt.
Dude,
you got to be.
Man.
I mean, if it gets to that situation.
Well, I ask you. I know you can say, he's a BC lister. This a distraction going into week one? After last year, the slogan was, we're done with that. Contracts won't get in the way. I'm just asking. Sounds like it is to me, especially when you're light in certain areas because of injuries.
Do I think it's a distraction?
I got to believe it is. I'm not saying it's going to detour their season. And while you think, Steiny, last year I told you I thought that was a cop-out, that the contract gate and how guys were getting their chicken.
Okay, if you believe that, then don't worry about this.
No, I'm worried about it from a talent standpoint.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, this is...
Well, we don't know if he's coming. Is he going to be there week one, two? Like, that's what I'm worried about. I don't believe Christian McCaffrey's approach to getting ready to the season. Brock Purdy, that's different because you're throwing to your boy, and you hadn't even been able to practice or work on that. That concerns me. But the other guys, it's systems go. Get ready for the season and go out and cause reckless abandon.
Barrows was also talking about Brian Robinson.
Running back.
No. Brian Robinson.
It's B. Rob.
No, it's not.
To me, it is.
Okay, you can call him that. But I, like, somebody, this is what you don't understand about at least having a sliver of journalism. It's called first reference.
And it's Brian Robinson.
Thank you,
Junior.
Risotto.
Well,
but he ain't getting a junior. It's a radio show. We have time constraints. But his given name is Brian Robinson, Junior. Okay. You can call him B-Rob.
Yeah.
What's he going to do, Matty?
I think it's big. I think it's potentially very big. I think the 49ers, you know, they feel like Christian McCaffrey is back. He looks like himself. But, you know, he's a running back in the NFL, and he's approaching 30. So you can't rely on him to be a 17-game starter. And then they look at the number two back or their former number two back in Isaac Arendo. And you look at his injury history. And they just needed another reliable body there, and they got a big body. And like I said earlier, I mean, this could be a team that maybe runs the ball more than it throws the ball to begin the season. They have the wherewithal to do that. I think that the Luke Farrell big blocking tight end that they signed in free agency, that could be a big component of this. I think they end up going to tight end a lot more than they did last year. They barely did that last year. And I think it's something that they want to do a lot more, and that would allow you to get away with having fewer wide receivers.
Wow.
Anybody else hearing what I'm hearing?
Tell me, Stani.
I just think, like, Kyle Shanahan doesn't look at it like we do. And I think the way he looks at it is, okay, well, if we're going to play without Jennings, I'll scheme around it. I'll figure it out. We'll run more. We'll throw to B-Rob out of the backfield.
But if you're right, then he's not getting the chicken. If you're right with that assessment, that's how he's thinking, Stani, then the fight's over. Like, he's not
Maybe.
Getting anything from the Niners.
I mean, we should get a little more clarity in less than a half hour. But I don't know. Well,
last year, Barrows was talking with the 21 personnel, two backs, one tight end. That's up Dibs' alley, Stani. The Niners last year ran that 35%. That's the lowest percentage of running 21 personnel in Kyle Shanahan's 8 years here. So, obviously, I believe that's going to change now that you got B-Rob here. So, we'll see how that plays out. But if you are right and Kyle feels that way and I can do it Frank Sinatra my way with – hey, Jennings, you ain't Jerry or Jamar Chase or CeeDee Lamb, then maybe you might be right, Stani, but I just want to know what that does for Juwan. Will that jolt him to where I'm showing up, I really didn't want to, but I got bills to pay?
That's not going to be good. The other thing, like, I really do think that when Shanahan,
you're smiling, tell me.
He wants to run the ball.
Well,
like, he doesn't. He wants to run the ball, and
got a running back that's about to be 30. That might be over 30 if you look at the Carfax
report. That's
why
he got B-Rob.
But and I'm gonna say this.
I mean,
about
seriously,
that.
You got two running backs now,
and that's why it was huge. Huh? But what have we heard out of the mouth of Steve Kerr since they won the championships with Durant? That next year, Steph and Dre were going to get spelled. They're going to get spelled. Stani, we're years down the road. That's been like 6-8 years ago. It's still the same. Steph has not – they haven't been spelled. They're riding them like they're 25, well, and I get it.
First of all, he didn't play last year.
Okay.
So he's fresh. If you look at
McCaffrey.
If you look at running backs – usually, or a lot of times when they don't play the year before, then they have a good year the following year.
But will we see Kyle say, now I got B-Rob, I got to keep McCaffrey fresh, you know, so we'll see less McCaffrey on the field. I understand it, but I won't believe it until we see it.
I just don't understand what would be wrong with Kyle Shanahan saying this. Okay, so we're going into the season, McCaffrey's back, we got Kittle. Hopefully we'll get Brandon back around midseason.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Robinson, we're probably going to have to wait on for a few games.
Just three.
Oh, my God, Jennings may not be here. I'm not catering to him, though. But you know what? You know what, John and Parag, first couple games, maybe we're going to have to go about things a little differently. We're going to have to lean on the run more. Like, I don't think that is the I just don't think that's the biggest deal possible.
Well, it's all like, good, Stoney, until even, you even how you successful have, are you running the rock?
Even if you have Jennings, you're still going to run the ball,
yeah,
ideally more than you throw it.
And you're going to have third downs no matter who your running back is. But I'm just my point in that is, are we going to see for the first time since he's been here, Christian McCaffrey, some type of pitch count? And I think Niner fans wouldn't be against it, like, just to try to keep him fresh. I got to believe
right.
That's
and if
what
you,
Robinson.
If you keep McCaffrey fresh and Robinson gives you something, well, then you're back to a running football team. Mm. And that makes Jennings less valuable if you're going to run the ball more than you're going to pass the ball. And I do think this, just like you have to prepare for Ayuk not being Ayuk, and Mustafa not being Mustafa, I think you also have to think about, well, if Ayuk is back week 8 and looks pretty good, and Robinson is back and he looks pretty good, and Pearsall's doing what we need him to do, and we still have Kittle, well, then you get to then you've got to say, well, in week 8 or 9 or 10, like, Jennings is going to be way down the totem pole. And so, like, that... I think he might be looking at it like that, Kyle Shanahan.
And I'm also Luke Farrell. Remember, we laughed, but Steiny, he can block. And I misspoke earlier, but the 12 personnel is what they use the lowest last year under Kyle Shanahan. But now that you got a blocking tight end, we can see 12 personnel that Dibbs always talks about, to where you have that blocking tight end, and now you see Kittle going to do what he does best, is catch the rock. So I'm expecting another great year from George Kittle. And I do wonder if that's the mindset now with Kyle Shanahan. Does that mean Juwan Jennings is expendable and they can replace his production other ways?
This is more Matty Barrows from The Athletic.
I think that they're willing to go into the season with Jake Moody and, thinking that he's going to find his groove at some point. But if he doesn't, I think that they believe they've got options. I mean, they cut Greg Joseph in early August, and he's still out there. We're coming up on roster cutdown day, so that there will be more, not fewer, kickers available after Tuesday. So I just feel like they are pretty confident that, okay, even if things go south with Jake Moody, we will have an option at kicker.
All right, that was Matt Barrows.
Yes, Donnie, I get it, man. But it sounds like kickers are dime a dozen, and they're not. I'm just saying. Mm. And Evan, while you were gone, we talked about, hey, they brought in somebody to push Moody Joseph, but he was gone in a millisecond. But the bottom line is, Barrows is telling you can just go bring him back. But then you got to think.
What? Got to think what?
If you really weren't that confident in Jake, why didn't you do it if you thought you
punched? Because of injuries. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have enough players. That's why they had it.
Well,
let Joseph go before the competition was complete. Yeah, that's dead man walking. You can't.
Well, that's the Giants.
Everybody knows it. No, yeah. I'm talking about the kicker.
All right.
I'm ready to double down on that. This guy cannot make it 17 games.
And I know you don't want him to, so there's no bet there.
I don't really care.
But you don't think he's going to make.
I don't. I hate the way the season's starting with him. Just everything. It's like, hey, let's introduce you to Jake Moody. He's our head case kicker. We're going to try. Hey, we're going to try with it. We're going to try.
Well, dude, they spent some high third-round pick.
Dumb.
Move. No, now,
hey, by the way.
You're talking to Kyle. He's the one that spent that.
Whoever picked him. I don't know. By the way, when we talk football on 95.7 The Game, it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but what you can count on are Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So,
well,
what are you typing?
I was typing kickers available that have gotten cut from other teams, but we'll find out at 1 o'clock. But man, hey, Stoudy, thank God you're not on the Niners staff. Because you have no confidence in Jake.
They don't either. Stop it.
Well, he's got the job.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's
and I have this job right now. How locked in is that? Not very.
Now, why would you say that?
Because people love you. Lose me any day they want.
That's life in any job.
I'm one bad show, like Jake Moody's one bad kick from being out in the street.
Well, if they didn't do anything yesterday after that show, then you're fine.
I agree with
Kenny,
you.
Give me a three.
Yeah, Draymond.
Do that. Yeah.
You hear Draymond? The rest of that interview, Draymond said, I wouldn't be a Hall of Famer without Kevin Durant.
No, that's Steph Curry. That's what you need to butter.
No, remember?
Know where your bread is buttered.
Draymond talks about Kevin Durant more complimentary than he does Steph Curry. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Hey, I give you that. I don't like it.
I don't know.
Remember that? No, let me stop. I'm being messy. A couple years ago, he was on some. He's like, Curry can't get open his. Or was that Iggy? It was just messy. Leave it alone. Chef is, come on now.
Perfect.
Is he
the greatest human being that's ever walked the face of the earth?
How could I go from athletics to human being?
Because
I know he's a good dad and husband.
No, I'm serious.
He might be. I thought it was Obama.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Curry's a better human than Obama.
You don't know that.
I do know that, and I'll tell you why. Because Obama drops simply because he's a politician. He just does. I'm sorry. Steph, you're above Barack. That segment was brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.